As all of you said, but as Moritz pointed out, PPPs are a part of public procurement. Public procurement is based on the very notion of promoting, first of all, public good. And what is PPPs? It's a public-private partnership. So when the government, when the state does not have the resources or the means or the expertise to construct infrastructure, has to go through a public-private partnership. And this means that it will promote public good, but at the same time, it will boost the economy, private economy. However, it's not always the case that the state will choose as the right tool, the PPP. Maybe there are other means to utilize this infrastructure, either through public procurement, either in-house, or as Moritz said, some of the infrastructures are private infrastructure. So what I'm trying to say is that, as we always say in law school, the first thing you do when you have a PPP project is to see what should not go through as a PPP project. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's emphatic, I'm saying that on a PPP conference, but still, you first see if it ticks the boxes to be a PPP project, and then you go on with that, the first thing. And the second, obviously, the state should make reasonable arrangements to prioritize the budget and the finance in order to promote public good and public spending, and at the same time save life of civilians and make reasonable arrangements for their well-being. So, yeah, it's a difficult balance.
No question.